If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Verse 1, then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And Jesus answered and said, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother. He that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father and mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws nigh unto me with their mouth and honors me and dishonors me from their heart. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called to the multitude and said, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this is what defiles a man. And his disciples came and said to him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. You need to circle verse 13 so it can eliminate stress from your mind. If God didn't plant it, stop fighting. It'll die. He said, let them alone. See, just turn to your neighbor and tell them, let them alone. You fight against everybody. You fight against situations. You fight against things. You fight against people. You fight against stuff. Let it alone. Now, obviously, there are some things, you know, you do have to take a stand against. But Jesus is really talking about those little nitpicky things that we do in church. The usher won't let me sit up here. Let it alone. Sit over there. Stop fighting. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. You can't fight everybody. Some people are just problematic. Let them alone. He says, they'll be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both of them will fall into the ditch. Boy, these principles are so good. People say to me, well, why don't you get upset about this? And why don't you get upset about that? Why? Why? As long as the thing doesn't hinder the move of God, let it alone. Pastor, aren't you going to do something about a deacon drinking out in the parking lot? Why? Let it alone. That's the only way I'm going to find out how many deacons drink. Because the other ones will migrate to that one. And now I know. Let it alone. Blind leaders of the blind, they all fall into the ditch. Then Peter said, look, man, tell us what you're talking about. Verse 15, you're always going off on these philosophical tangents. And Jesus said, are you yet also without understanding? He said, don't you understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and goes through the system and comes out in the draught? But those things that come out of your mouth, they come from your heart/soul. And that's what defiles you. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, that doesn't defile you. Our series dealing with the areas of eternity, speech, mind, heart/soul, mind, imagination. I chose this segment for today because of the importance that Jesus places on it. The things that proceed out of you, that's what defiles you. For out of the soul comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemy. There's a question that's implied in this text. Jesus says this is the stuff that defiles you, the stuff that comes out. But here's the question. How does it get in there? Proverbs 4, verse 23, says, keep your heart with all diligence. That's the King James. The Living Bible says, above all else, guard your affections. The keeping and the guarding suggest that you are responsible for what comes out of you. It also suggests in a passive form that you are also responsible for what goes in you. Now, some things have to make sense. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Keep your finger in 2 Corinthians 6 and go to Numbers 6. You with me? And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow the vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine, strong drink. He shall not drink vinegar or wine or vinegar or strong drink. Neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. For all the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. All the days of the vow of his separation there shall no razor come upon his head until his days be fulfilled, in the which he separates himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy and shall let the locks of his hair and of his head grow. All the days that he separates himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body. He shall not make himself unclean for his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, when they die, because the consecration of his God is upon him. In other words, he can't even go to the funeral and touch them. No family member. All the days of his separation, he is holy unto the Lord. And if any man die very suddenly by him, and he hath defied the head of his consecration, then he shall shave his head in the day of that cleansing. On the seventh day he shall shave his head. Now it goes on and on and on, but I wanted to point out that individuals that have specific tasks of God are separate. That there is a separation to allow a flowing that comes from God. That's why Samson couldn't drink, and Samson couldn't cut his hair. He had vowed the vow of a Nazarite. Now you and I can't be Nazarites, but you need to understand that even back as far as these times in Numbers, God has called for his children to be separate. Now, watch this. Go over to Numbers 11. Numbers 11. We're going to work up to Corinthians. I need to set some preliminary information. Numbers 11, verse 1. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. The Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. So you see that God is displeased with complaining. But I want you to understand, you are born into the world with a sin nature. You are born into the world as a sinner. But you don't have to do what you're born to do. For example, I was born into the world with the same sin nature of everyone else, but I didn't drink. For whatever reason, I never drank alcohol. It never crossed my lips. I did not smoke. I did not do drugs. So just because I was born with the propensity, it doesn't mean that I had to do it. Now, maybe it was because the people that I associated with didn't do those things either. Therefore, I have no point of reference in my socialization. If there is no point of reference, then there's no temptation. Just file that, and you'll see something begin to make sense. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. The Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part. Now, you might say, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you. No, you're complaining. Then it says, the people cried to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. So verses 1 through 3 tells us God's response to complaining. Tell your neighbor, stop complaining. Tell the person on the other side, stop complaining. Now, I know there are some people who don't do the interactive stuff. They won't look at you, so just tell them anyway, stop complaining.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10215. A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise God.